Welcome back, ghosts, ghouls, and things that go bump in the night. Welcome to December. So, as you probably already know, Krampusnacht is coming up this Monday, December 5th. And for those of you who don't know, Krampusnacht is otherwise known as Krampus Night, and it is historically the night that Krampus and Saint Nick come for naughty children or to reward good children. And it's typically celebrated December 5th. So, in honor of that, this week we decided to reshare a remastered telling of our original story, Krampus, that came out in 2020. I know this is a little different, but I really think you guys will enjoy it. So, why don't you sit back, relax, and tune in for our retelling of Krampus. Timothy Wigglesforth, Wiggs to his friends, Timmy to his overly devoted mother, was, by his own admission, a kind of good kid. Sure, he had his fair share of schoolyard fights, had occasionally stolen some candy from the corner store, and once hit his sister just because she was annoying him. But, as he liked to reason with himself, what teenage boy wouldn't have been annoyed by a little sister who still thought dolls were fun? It wasn't like he was a bad person. He wasn't going to wind up in jail just for being a little mean to his sister. What Timothy didn't know was that he was going to wind up someplace way worse. Timothy had grown up hearing tales of Krampus, the supposed evil twin of Santa, that comes for naughty children in the middle of the night. But he never took it seriously. A half-goat, half-demon entity? I mean, who would believe that? Timothy scoffed at even the idea. Santa was one thing, and hard enough to believe in. But an evil being punishing kids? Nah. That's just something your parents warn you about, to keep you in line. His mother had warned him, too, saying that he needed to start acting right, or Krampus would come for him. But he brushed it off. He wasn't that bad a kid. As Christmas approached, Timothy got more and more excited about all of the new toys, electronics, and money that he was going to get for Christmas that year. In fact, he was so excited he could barely sleep. On Christmas Eve night, his mother and father were leaving for his father's company Christmas party, but before they left, they told Timmy he was in charge for the evening, but that he and his sister needed to go to bed early, reminding them, Santa will be here soon, and you mustn't be awake. Timothy wasn't sure he believed all the nonsense about a jolly fat man squeezing down the chimney to drop off presents, but hey, anything for some new tech. He wanted the newest gaming system, a smart TV, and a VR system, and he knew he deserved every bit of it. After all, he was a good kid. It didn't matter to him that his mother had gotten laid off earlier that year, and that his dad was working extra hours at the factory just to try and make ends meet. He knew he deserved the best, and he better get it. Didn't his parents care about him at all? It didn't seem to matter to him that he had new clothes every few months, thanks to those growth spurts, and that they always had a full fridge, plenty of snacks, a warm house, and a perfectly good computer and gaming system already. He deserved the best. Timothy's parents left, and, just like he was supposed to, he put his sister to bed on time, but knowing what was best for himself, he stayed up late. He ate all the Christmas cookies he was meant to leave out for Santa. He watched all those late-night TV programs his mother had forbidden. and he even left his sister alone while he ran down to the corner store to grab more candy. In fact, he hadn't been home long when he heard a loud bang. It didn't bother him, though. He was having a sugar crash from all of the candy and cookies, and just wanted to go to bed. Not 5 minutes later, however, there was another loud bang from the living room. That's when Timothy knew something was wrong. And he was the oldest. He had to go check it out. Maybe his parents had gotten home. Yeah, that was it. Nothing was wrong. Nothing to worry about. Just his parents. He would go down and say hi, prove that he was a grown-up and could stay up late, and that nothing scared him. Timothy crept downstairs. As he approached the family room, with its merrily decorated Christmas tree and fireplace, now cold, but with stockings hung with care, he knew it wasn't his parents he had heard. There was a crack around the side of the fireplace, a crack that hadn't been there when he'd gone up to bed shortly before. Another crack appeared, along with loud rustling from the chimney. Something was coming, and Timothy knew it was nothing good. It was then that Timothy suddenly heard his mother's voice in his head, telling him the story of Krampus, who came to steal away naughty children. And just as he had that thought, a pair of black hooves with brown fur landed in the hearth. Before Timothy could even scream, a large figure, easily 7 feet tall, with coarse brown hair covering his body, a red face with the horns of a goat, and a large forked tongue was standing before him. Timothy could hear the chains that encompassed his body, all the way down to his cloven feet, clanking. He could smell the sulfur that seemed to pour off the demon's body, and he slowly noticed the birch branch and large burlap sack the creature held in one hand.
"Hello, Timothy,"
the creature proclaimed.
"I guess you've heard of me."
He held out his burlap sack.
"Are you ready for the present you so rightly deserve?"
Timothy's parents arrived home just a few minutes later. Noticing nothing off about their home, except maybe a slightly odd smell, they put out the presents, peeked in on their daughter, before getting ready for bed themselves. The next morning, they celebrated Christmas in all its glory, giving their daughter new clothes, some books, and as a special surprise, the doll that she had been wanting. She thanked her parents genuinely for the gifts she had been given, for she knew how hard they worked for them. The whole time, however, she had a nagging feeling she was forgetting something. Someone, maybe? There was a name. Timmy? She meant to ask her parents, but it just didn't seem important. All she knew was that she was grateful, and the story that her mother would tell her of Krampus hung around in the back of her mind. She was the only child. She needed to be good.
Well, Krampus would come for her.
And that, listeners, was a Krampus story. I hope you guys are enjoying rehearing some of our remastered tales. If there's one that you really like and you'd like to hear us redo, please feel free to tell me about it. Also, if you have any personal Krampus experiences, I would really love to hear them. You can always hit me up on socials at Haunted Horror Storian, or you can send me an email at hauntedhorrorstorian@gmail.com. I hope you all have behaved this year, and you don't have to worry about Krampus come Monday. Well, until next time, listeners, stay spooky, and remember, sometimes it's more than just a story.